First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. So what were we doing in July? Oh, right. Sheriff Joe Arpaio announced he had proof that President Obama's birth certificate was a fake. And the FBI report on the Joe Paterno thing came out, and they discovered evidence of the Higgs boson, a.k.a. the God particle. So small wonder, then, that Congress picked that month to pass a piece of legislation that actually made sense. How else could they protect their cherished, hard-won reputation as a Congress that hasn't done anything and isn't ever going to do anything again? And yet, au contraire, here is the wonderfully named Biggert Waters Act, I am not making this up, signed into law by our foreign-born president on July 12th, by which the federal government declared a rapid phase-out of subsidies for flood insurance. Everyone involved was apparently so ashamed of doing the right thing that even in the final stretch of a presidential and congressional election, no one seems to have mentioned it. Google it today and you will find it discussed in places like floods.org and realtor.org. The backstory. This is a country whose leaders profess adulation of the free market and its decisions unless and until those decisions start to hurt rich people. Then it's government bailout time. Whether it's big banks, big oil, big agriculture, or big beach house owners. In the latter case, the market could not have been clearer. It spoke and said it makes no financial sense to build beach houses or shopping centers or high-rises or suburban sprawl in places that regularly flood. The market expressed this opinion by pricing flood insurance so high it was prohibitive for most people. Well, instead of accepting this decision and backing away from the barrier islands and beaches and riverfronts, developers turned to their government. What they got was government flood insurance that was ridiculously cheap and non-judgmental. It did not matter if it was the 10th time your beach house washed away. The insurance company paid up and did not increase your rates. Try that with your car sometime. The result was an insurance program that was wildly popular and is now $27 billion in debt. That's billion with a B. Mostly from Katrina and Sandy, with more superstorms surely on the way. Any way you looked at it, it was bad policy, a drain on the federal budget, and a stimulant of inappropriate building and rebuilding. Anyone with common sense could see that where flood insurance was offered, it should be priced in relation to the actual risk, and that it should not be offered at all where destruction by flood was virtually guaranteed. So who could have predicted that right in the middle of the election silly season, while its leaders were busy denying the existence of global warming, evolution, and Obama's birth certificate, the Congress would do exactly that? The Biggert Waters Act, that wonderful name, requires premium rates for subsidized non-primary residences to increase 25% per year starting right now until they reflect a rate that is equivalent to the full flood risk. A little later in the year, rates will start to increase for additional properties, including businesses, substantially damaged or improved properties, severe repetitive loss properties, hello, and any property that has incurred flood-related damages where claim payments exceed the fair market value of the property. The new rates will automatically kick in with no phase-in period for flood zone properties under the following conditions. After a lapse in insurance coverage, a change in ownership, or if there is substantial damage or improvement to the building. The only thing more surprising than the fact that Congress did this eminently sensible and practical thing is that virtually no one is talking about it. No mystery why the members themselves are keeping lips zipped. If Big Oil and Big Ag and Big Coal ever wake up to what they did here, the flow of milk and honey and political contributions from the Koch brothers and their friends is going to dry up fast. And if that happens, Congress will never try to do something sensible again. So on second thought, maybe we'll just not talk about it. Let's just keep whistling and see if we can get past this graveyard. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.